Attention, Lodging Group is giving out 5 days in a luxurious resort in Orlando for four people with tickets to a park for only $3.99 to the first 20 listeners to tell them a country that has three times the letter A on its name. Do you know it? Tell them a country that has three times the letter A on its name, and you will go to Orlando with tickets to a park for four people for only $3.99. Call now. 1-800-411-2973. 1-800-411-2973. If you are one of the first callers, Lodging Group will add a second bonus destination to an all-inclusive resort in Cancun, Mexico for the same $3.99. Call now and tell them a country that has three times the letter A on its name. 1-800-411-2973. 1-800-411-2973. You will get 5 days in Orlando with four tickets to Aquatica and 5 days in Mexico with all the meals and drinks included. Only for the first 20 callers. 1-800-411-2973. 1-800-411-2973. Lodging Group, LLC. Certain restrictions apply.
Who provides the best entertainment and internet experience? Best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Lets you stream on 5 devices at once. Brings you Netflix on X1 and 75 megabits per second in the most popular packages? No question. Xfinity stacks up where AT&T doesn't. Get up to 75 megabits per second download speed. Compare that to AT&T. And get X1 and voice for $30 each a month for 1 year when you bundle all three. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. And now ask us about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money when you have Xfinity Internet. You get up to 5 lines included of talk and text, all at no extra cost. Compare that to AT&T. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Must enroll in EcoBill and auto pay within 30 days or charges increased by $5 a month. Offer ends 8/2017. Restrictions apply. Service not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. Equipment installation tax and fees extra and subject to change during and after promo. Early termination fee applies if all Xfinity service are canceled during the agreement term. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity Gigabit service, router coverage, and speed on the 5 gigahertz band. Netflix streaming membership required.
Deals at Meijer.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
4 o'clock for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. New Wolves head coach Rocky Thompson was named for Rocky Marciano. He became a Golden Gloves champ before landing on the AHL's all-time top 10 list for penalty minutes. See Rocky fight to be the best in the AHL. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
I say one day I want to be here, and I'm so excited to be here with this team. And we have a lot of chance this year, and I just want to help this team and, you know, do my job.
Jose Quintana goes from the worst team in the American League to the team that won the World Series last year. The newest Cub has been one of the most consistent pitchers in baseball over the past few years, but Quintana says he's not the best lefty on his new squad.
Jones is the best left-hander in the league, and now he's my teammate, so that's the honor for me. And I'm really excited. I can't wait to talk with him and learn with him and, you know, help this team more we can do, so that's a special.
Quintana officially added to the 25-man roster. He'll wear number 62 for the Cubs. Dylan Floro sent back to Iowa. Mike Montgomery goes for the Cubs tonight in Baltimore as the second half of the season gets underway. Cubs are 43-45. They're 5.5 games behind first place Milwaukee in the National League Central. White Sox home against Seattle. James Shields will take the mound. Miguel Gonzalez and Tyler Saladino have both been reinstated from the DL. Hockey, the Blackhawks agree to a 1-year deal with defenseman Eric Gustafson. NBA, the Bulls face the 76ers tonight. Summer League action. The Bulls also signed guard Anthony Blakeney to a 2-way contract. Tennis, Roger Federer advances to the Wimbledon final. He beats Thomas Burdick in straight sets. In fact, Federer has not dropped a set in the entire tourney. He'll go for a record 8th Wimbledon title against Marin Cilic, who beat American Sam Querrey. Football, the NFL suspends Vikings receiver Michael Floyd for the first 4 games of the season. He spent time in jail this offseason after pleading guilty to extreme DUI. Searching for a solution to cracks in your foundation walls, visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show before every game. Hashtag live bright. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score tonight at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Orioles on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
I just want to ask you one
question.
I want to have them answered immediately.
It's time now for Ask Us Anything, where you get to ask us anything.
I just want to ask you one question.
Which is why we call it Ask Us Anything.
I just want to ask you one question.
Ask Us Anything.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Check out our live video stream brought to you by American Needle, based in Chicago since 1918. If you're on that video stream right now and you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can see some of the reactions to some of these questions that are getting ready to come our way right here on this beautiful Friday, and that's why we call it Friday Fung.
You ready?
Yeah, man.
Do this?
You know me. I'm down for the crown.
Jay and Carol Stream will start us off on The Score. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, man.
Is that your question?
Yeah, right. Thank you, Jay.
Got one more. I wanted to ask you guys what your opinion is on Barstool Sports and their podcast, like PMT.
Okay.
And if you think that's something that has lasting time, or is it just like a fad for their podcast?
Jay, thanks. I'm glad you just asked this, because the last couple of days I've had to tell a couple of people how much of a blind spot Barstool has been for me. And I'm not throwing shade or anything like that. I've heard of it, but I've never really consumed any of their product. I actually, the last couple of days, have been watching some of their the pizza challenge, where a guy eats a slice of pizza up and down Manhattan. He goes to a different pizza spot every single day, and it's pretty funny to me. The one bite challenge, one bite only. Everybody knows the rules, but Barstool has been a blind spot for me for a long time. I have not really sampled much of their product.
I don't know it well either, and I think it's generally harmless, except when it's not. And my experience that I've run into a couple times, there's one of their principals was involved in a really ugly shouting match after a seminar. It was a symposium that was brought together about blogging, yeah. Sports blogging. And there were some people that I know that were there that witnessed it. And it was just some really ugly and unfortunate behavior, with some words directed at some people that I respect, that I find just jaw-dropping. Also, I know from what colleagues have experienced based on some of the trolls that follow, and it's not necessarily the people that work there, and I can't necessarily blame.
They send their people, yes, come hard
that,
for you?
Yes, that, okay. They're, that when an aspect of their troll army is turned on people, it's just gross. It's just nasty. It's not tamped down or decried in a way that I think some other more reputable outlets would try to get a handle on it, either through technology, mm-hmm, or through ways to say, look, this isn't how we do business, this isn't what we do. It's more
fanning the flames.
It is winkingly encouraged in a way that's ugly. Okay. So I would just say, you know, some harmless, silly content is harmless, silly content, but there are also aspects to the culture that still have had me, they've suppressed my desire to
consume the product. Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Jim is out. He is on The Score and Ask Us Anything.
Hello, lovely gentlemen. Hello. Happy Friday to you.
You too.
Before I ask my question, I just wanted to, you guys were talking about video games, Jason, mm-hmm, before you went on your Southern Sojourn, one of my happiest memories was of me and you playing a game of NHL online together, and you defeating me in overtime.
Oh, well, I've probably gotten a lot worse since then, but thank you for that dub. I appreciate you, brother.
It's great to have you back.
Thank you, man.
The question that I have concerns, I'm looking for some help understanding minor leagues, and it's a two-parter. Part one relates to both the minor leagues in baseball and in hockey. How is it that teams become affiliated with major league clubs, and how is it that the affiliations can change? How one minor league club can become an affiliate of now a different major league team? That's part one. Part two is within baseball specifically. I was always under the impression that AAA was where you go if you're not good enough to be in the majors. AA is where you go if you're not good enough for AAA.
Well, Jim, which one of these do you want to be asked more? You know,
yeah, pick one.
Yeah, you got one.
Oh, God.
Come on, Jim.
I love you both. Pick one. Bye.
All right, just give them the minor league one then. Go with the affiliate thing. You've got
affiliation deals are just, they're just business deals, and they're negotiated. They expire, and you can find the deal that best suits your organization based on the league. As long as you are set with your AAA, AA, High A, Low A, Short A, rookie league. You can negotiate a deal to have that be whatever is best for you, whether geographically, business-wise, or otherwise, or an owner that you just happen to like. There's no specific rules that govern how a team has to be in a certain geographical proximity.
Affiliations change all the time.
Or whether it's Midwest League or Sally League. Yeah, they just change because they can, and the money changes, the deals change. Bill is on Lakeshore Drive. He's on the score.
Happy Friday, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my question. My question pertains to our beloved Chicago Cubs. Now, if our beloved Chicago Cubs are at or further than their current 5.5 games out of first place, come around, let's say, July 28th, July 29th, July 30th, mm-hmm. what do you put the odds that they deal Jake Arrieta and or Wade Davis? Knowing what they know and their smartest shop on the block on how difficult that it is to repeat, and basically just seeing what they've seen so far.
Possible, but not probable.
Yeah, same. I think they still feel like they have enough talent to catch them after the trade deadline.
And that's not really the spirit of this segment.
Not really.
In Stigler, Oklahoma, Tom is on the score.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Tom.
I want to know whether the show retains the ability to kick people out of the Hall of Fame.
Sure, why not?
Yes, it does. Thank you, Tom.
Paul in Lake Forest. Welcome to WSCR. Ask us anything.
Doggies.
Yes, I'm wondering what the significance or origin of the low, gruff voice saying 83 on the score is.
83.
Well, Chris, Danny, you want to jump in on
you
this?
Want to roll it?
No, not really. No, I'll just play the origin. It's from the show that is now. It's now
beer money.
It was then called gas money.
Whole money.
Back in the day, and it was one of the first episodes, I believe, and we caught wind of this clip. It was, I might as well just play this just because I'm scrolling through it right now, also from gas money.
Which Bears player holds the franchise record for sacks in a season?
Brian Urlacher.
Richard Dent. The sack man. The guy's name's the sack man, Jose.
You're right.
The sack man's his name.
Sack machine.
So along that same vein, they had a contestant named Clark. And
Clark from Des Plaines.
Clark from Des Plaines, and it went something like this.
Clark is from Des Plaines. He's going to try his hand at Bears trivia. Here we go, Clark. You ready?
Yes.
All right. $10 question. In what year did the Bears clinch the NFC North in a Christmas Day game against the Packers?
2005.
Oh, thanks for playing, though.
So that was.
Thanks for being a Muppet.
I have this labeled as October 22nd, 2012. So we were playing that for a long time before the 83 ever caught its.
We're half a decade.
I know,
into
before
this.
It really caught its own momentum, and wild. Now it's a thing. But initially, we started doing the.
Yes.
Like nonstop. To me, that was like the funniest part
of it. That was Draymond Green before Draymond
exactly.
Green.
My favorite part is that later in that episode, he comes wandering through the shot. Like, walks in between the camera and
with, oh, Luke, really? With Luke Stuckmeyer, the god.
Yeah. The god, Luke Stuckmeyer. All right, there it is. You have the origin of 83.
Chris in Mount Greenwood is on the score. Ask us anything. It's Friday Fung.
What are the three last books that each of you read that you would recommend?
Recommend?
Oh, Black Swan. And it's not the movie Black Swan. It was recommended by, actually, Lynn Casper. What's the player one?
Ready
Player One and Mark Lamont Hill's Nobody, which I'm telling you right now should be taught in every junior high and high school in terms of what happens to despondent and desolate neighborhoods in this country and how people are just thrown away and tossed away like they're nobody. So
there are some that I wouldn't recommend because he's. Burns has got a list that he doesn't want you to read.
No, because he's saying...
That'll be like Oprah's bestsellers. It'll be like Burns never reads.
No, because he's saying would recommend... oh, boy. I would say if you want just a fun summer read, pick up Carl Hiaasen's Razor Girl. Okay. If you like Carl Hiaasen, it's a classic. It's one of the.
Does he have a certain kind
oh,
of?
Yeah.
Way? Okay.
Oh yeah. All right. It's one of the better ones. I mean, you've probably seen
Razor Girl.
Razor Girl. I mean, you might have seen they made a movie out of a couple of these. There was the one with Demi Moore. That was a Hiaasen story, which okay. She plays the dancer. He's terrific, and Razor Girl's really good. I would recommend Inherent Vice by Pynchon, which is it's different and it's not for everybody, but. I really enjoyed it, and there is another book. I'll keep this light. There's a book called The Sisters Brothers. I think I've mentioned it before, and it's a while ago since I've read it, but it's so good, and it's written by Patrick DeWitt, and it's sort of a black comedy Western. And so I'd say those three, just off the top of my head, for summer reading, those three, Inherent Vice, Razor Girl, and The Sisters Brothers.
Nice.
Jim in Deerfield, you're on the score.
Hello, boys.
What up?
Hello, Jim.
Hey, a very simple question. How's Terry doing?
Very well.
He's good.
In fact, very well.
He's in Florida.
He came by relatively recently, and he's had a wonderful summer of going to his grandson's baseball games. He is looking good.
And he's got himself a new toy. Good. I saw him when he came in last week, and he's got a nice little tan going.
He's got himself a new toy as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Terry out there. Tearing up the highways again.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out, Florida. So, yeah, Terry's doing okay, man. Thank you for asking.
He's feeling good. He's right now finalizing plans to get his book out there, figuring out what exactly the publishing deal is going to be that works best for him and for you, the consumer. And then soon enough, there's going to be a book on shelves for your consumption.
Yeah, so, we always drop a text or an email or a call on Terry as much as I can, man. He's still our guy, and he's still your guy as well.
Mark in Edison Park, you're on the score.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
In the Chicago radio market, anyone, host, update, traffic, who do you think has the most annoying voice?
Ooh, the most annoying voice.
In all of Chicago sports radio or just radio?
Just any news radio, sport, any radio.
It's funny. I don't listen to that much. You know, annoying voice.
You know, I hate. This is gonna be too easy. But I hate the sound of my own voice. There's
that's
a bunch
a
of people. Around. No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the fact that I don't like my own voice as much as I don't, it's kind of hard for me. I mean, you've got guys who have distinctive voices. Like Sylvie's got a voice that you won't hear around this city. Like that, Sylvie's got a very, very distinctive voice. Bad voices, though. I don't know. That's a hard one. I'm sorry.
Most people already in this market in radio have a voice that works for most people. It isn't necessarily a tune out. I don't have a whole lot of.
Why are people answering? This isn't answer anything. Right. Why everyone's answering on the text line right now?
That's a really good question because I hadn't given it a lot of thought. You know, there are people whose work I like more than others, no matter what they do. I've got a couple of of pet peeves in radio.
Okay.
I occasionally like listening to just, you know, dog food classic rock.
Okay.
Like, I want to get my AC/DC and my Van Halen and my Rush and just, you know, sort of have that. But then they go to traffic and they talk about the traffic on the big slabs. And I don't know what it is. You can just say expressways. But it's this concept on the loop traffic people.
Clint Bernstein over here. Get off my lawn.
No,
already.
I hate to I'm an XRT P1 and in my FM in order. My 1, 2, 3, 4 is XRT, it's the loop, it's classical WFMT, and then it's NPR. So generally, and when I'm on my way home, I don't want to hear people talking. I'll hear music, and I like to hear some of that.
Zone out a little bit.
And I like to get a little classical vibe going, especially in heavy traffic. It's good for me. But when I hear, let's check traffic in the big slabs, I just, I,
I don't listen to a lot of radio anymore. Yeah. As soon as I get in the car, like in the mornings when I get in the car, I turn on the station immediately, catch some Mully and Hanley, and then I'll switch over to Sirius and listen to Shade 45 with the, you know, Sway in the Morning show, mm-hmm. and then I'm back home, you know, prepping for the show. And then on the way home, on the way home, it is, I actually listen to Lawrence at home. I don't listen to Lawrence in the car. I listen to Lawrence on the radio.com app,
okay.
But on the way home, I'm listening to some music trying to decompress a little bit.
Brandon is in Belvedere, and he can ask us anything on the score.
Hey, this question is for Jason,
mm-hmm.
really. Jason, I am taking my wife to Belize for her 40th birthday party, or 40th birthday getaway.
Okay.
And we have yet to determine exactly when we're going to go. We want to go at so I want to see what your favorite time of the year is down there and what should we check out?
It depends on what kind of vibe you want, because Independence Day will be, I'm going to get in trouble for this, I believe sometime around September 18th, I believe. And I know Belize is going to get so mad at me, but it depends on what kind of vibe you want. If you want a festive celebratory vibe, you go around Independence Day. But what you need to check out is the ruins. You have to go check out the ruins. The ruins are a great, great time. There's a little resort that you should go check out too. It's called Cajal Peck Village Resort in San Ignacio. Nice little mountain town. It's not that expensive. You can get yourself a little hut where you can just hang out with your lady and enjoy her birthday. Nice poolside vibe as well. There's a lot of things you can do, man. And, you know, maybe if you're cool enough, I'll link you up with my pops. And you can have a good
time. Welcome to Big Baller Zone.
No, but yeah, definitely check out the ruins. Make sure you eat as much food as possible. Get as much stout and good stuff in your system as possible. Make sure you buy some some things to take home. You know, a lot of
563 says, have that guy send a shipment of turtles.
No. Buy as much Caribbean rum as you possibly can, because it is high quality and very, very cheap.
This segment's been brought to you by Gillette on demand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order free. We're going to do more of this.
It's like me asking Dan what a great time to go to Israel is. It's not the same. Yeah, it's not the same.
He actually goes there. I've never been. So we're going to do more Ask Us Anything.
You guys are tame.
We'll keep it rolling as long as this is fun. So far, so good. You got the score.
Fun is winning. Winning is fun.
I like turtles.
And now another score 25th anniversary moment.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was staring except for me, Ditka Claus.
The score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Hand. Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Hampton Social, located on Hubbard in Chicago.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Leave it to the Knicks to continue what appears a terminal roller coaster ride for its tortured fan base. In the past few weeks, the volatility of emotions looks like a wacky week on Wall Street. Up, down, up, down. Team passes on NC State stud point guard Dennis Smith Jr. on draft night. Down. Bill Jackson showing the door. Most definitely up. The team throws 71-0 to bring back a player they willingly sent packing a few years ago. Down. David Griffin, the front runner for the vacant GM chair. Up. Griffin spurns the team, passing on the gig. Down. Scott Perry, widely respected in NBA circles, he's brought in here to be the GM. That's up. And now hitting pause on a possible trade of Carmelo Anthony. This one is actually both up and down. Yes, he's got to go, at least in my opinion, and eventually he will. But this is a smart reset by a team who rarely flashes any acumen. It might not be fun being a Knicks fan, but at least it's never, ever boring. I'm BT.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans,
can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Ends August 16th.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
Stop sleeping hot. You're sleeping too hot. It's hot outside. You don't want to be hot inside. You want a high-tech mattress that has more than your mattress can offer when it comes to the importance of sleeping cool. And the coolest sleep sale ever is going on right now at Mattress Firm with great mattresses at low prices and all kinds of cool deals.
Yeah, you want to beat those hot summer nights with a free cooling bundle. Get up to 2 free pillows and a free mattress protector with select purchases. You can get Serta Queen mattresses for only $499.99. And with Mattress Firm daily deals, you're guaranteed to find an amazing deal every day, like free pillows or 50% off mattresses that you love. Visit a store to see what the daily deal is today. There's over 100 of them in the Chicagoland area, so there are no excuses.
Get in there this weekend. Ask about the Serta Eye Comfort Temp Touch. Ask about the Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with Black Ice. And then ask about 0% APR for 6 years. The best financing offer ever. That's what you can get right now, 72 entire months of sleeping interest free. And with that opportunity, also ask about the adjustable base. You're going to have that chance. You're driving around. There's all sorts of Mattress Firms convenient to you. So go in and see what you can find. Maybe you'll sleep cooler because it's the coolest sleep sale ever. Going on now at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
And if you just put a range ball on a tee there, and people think all these majestic soaring home runs, a 5-wood would go 600 feet. When you wind the ball the way MLB has wound the ball, that's essentially what we're watching.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score. Theo Epstein.
We're really talented and we're not playing well.
Mm-hmm.
We just haven't found a way to play consistent winning baseball, and we have a lot of talent. So that's frustrating. You know, to get better performances out of guys, you know, this isn't where we should be.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. You came into Ellis Hall and interviewed and were not hired.
I thought the interview went fantastic. I really was waiting for a call to tell me I had a job. Now, every time I look at the Weather Channel, I'm glad I did.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Gulf, Milford, and Niles.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Like, she sets the alarm clock, and then she'll hit snooze twice. I'm like, dude, just wake up 10 minutes later.
Right, just get up. I don't snooze either.
I'm not an alarm person. I wake up at 5:15. I'm up. I'm ready to rock.
Keith is in Elburn, and he's going to be next up on Ask Us Anything for Friday Fung of the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
What up, Keith?
Yo.
What's your question?
Hey, when you guys go die, what does that mean and how did it originate?
You mean die.
There you go, yeah.
All right, so Dan McNeil used to have this kid that would leave a message on his voicemail asking him for tickets. Now, this kid was a mentally challenged person.
We don't know that. I think Dan thought that. I never heard any of the actual voicemails. I only heard Terry talk about it. It's a bastardization of Terry's impersonation of somebody that I never
asking
for tickets.
Right. Does Dan have cup tickets?
And Terry created this bit. Dan got cup tickets.
and it just shortened to anytime there was any reference of hockey or fishing or Indiana.
Then it became a complete non sequitur.
Yeah.
So the honest truth, I've never heard the actual voicemails that Terry was supposedly.
I don't think anyone has ever heard it.
So it's like an apocryphal thing where I'm just doing sort of a warmed over impersonation of Terry's impersonation of somebody who we don't know.
Yeah, because it would be apparent. I guess it would be a guy just talking, and then his voice would get high. Like, oh, by the way, did that man Neil have Bulls tickets? and then that's what it turned into. We gotta get to an update. We'll do more of this on the other side.
Scoreboard update.
Is that like the president's friend Jim who no longer goes to Paris?
I love that, by the way.
No comment.
4:30 from the Chicago Wolves update studio. New Wolves head coach Rocky Thompson was named for Rocky Marciano. He became a Golden Gloves champ before landing on the AHL's all-time top 10 list for penalty minutes. See Rocky fight to be the best in the AHL. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
I like Chicago, you know, and really happy to be here. And with Cubs, and yeah, just like I say, I just try to do my job and help this team and more I can do.
From a last place team on the south side to new life on the north side, Jose Quintana has officially been added to the Cubs 25-man roster. He'll wear number 62. Dylan Floro sent down to Iowa to make room for Quintana. The Cubs in Baltimore tonight to begin the second half. They've got a lot of work to do. Cubs are 43-45. They trail first place Milwaukee by 5.5 games. Mike Montgomery gets the start tonight against the Orioles. Ben Zobrist is the leadoff man. Kyle Schwarber the DH. On the south side, White Sox hosting Seattle. James Shields is on the mound. Miguel Gonzalez and Tyler Saladino have both been reinstated from the DL. Hockey, the Blackhawks agree to a one-year deal with defenseman Eric Gustafson. NBA, the Bulls face the 76ers tonight in summer league action. The Bulls also signing guard Antonio Blakeney to a two-way contract, which means he'll play for their G League team, but can spend up to 45 days with the actual Bulls. Tennis, Roger Federer advances to his 11th Wimbledon final after beating Thomas Burdick in straight sets. He'll face Marin Cilic for the title. Cilic gets past American Sam Querrey. Football, the NFL suspends Vikings receiver Michael Floyd 4 games for violating the league's substance abuse policy. MullyandHanley.com is brought to you by local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Orioles on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by DRF Trusted Property Solutions, the water experts.
Got a water. People who are texting have some very, very funny questions, but you got to be on the phone lines.
Yeah, you got to be on the phone lines.
Yeah, because that one What body part would I swap out? As far as my ex and my fiance, that is a humdinger of a question.
Brad is in DeKalb, and he's on Ask Us Anything on the Score. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Good.
This question is for Dan. Dan, in your time living and working in the worst city in the worst state in the country, Rockford, Illinois, what is your favorite, most Rockfordiest memory story that you could tell on the air?
Oh, God. I wouldn't know the definition Rockford-y of most memory. Rockfordiest memory.
Poverty, drugs, and...
We had a lot of fun. I would say it would probably involve one of those surreal evenings that ends up at Uncle Nick's Euros, where you're getting some spanakopita and a Euro sandwich pushed into your hand through a slot in a door. I mean, it was something out of Dr. Seuss after a while, and this refurbished gas station that now turned into a late night Greek fast food restaurant. But no,
Capitol Hill bongs.
There were a lot of long and winding nights, some of which, what was the name of the place, Brad? Maybe wasn't there a Rosati's Pizza up near McChesney Park that had like a 4 o'clock license or a 2 o'clock license?
I think so, yeah.
Where people would end up. Yeah, it was some of those nights where you kind of, things got a little weird on you.
You were happy to wake up the next morning.
Yes.
It is.
Greg in Naperville, you're on the Score.
Yeah, I was curious about the origin of the Griller.
It's
Mike Francesa's show, where they were messing with him, and it's how he says the A. It sounds like an ER at the end.
Right, because he had a long tirade about Harambe and the Cincinnati Zoo and how everybody was feeling because they had to kill the gorilla. And in his thick accent, it became just extremely noticeable in those discussions how often he said griller, and then his fans started trolling him with it.
Anthony in New Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Yes, Mike. I got one free agency target that I think he would fit perfect with the Giants.
Who's that?
The Gorilla.
Okay. Thanks for bringing that to the show, Anthony. It really was a help.
East Lansing and Matt, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. This is a question for Dan. When Terry was on the show still, you would often say if you want to be a sports writer, you have to be a good writer generally.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is there someone that you try to emulate voice or tone or style when you do your columns? And if you can answer accurately, if you think on behalf of Terry, too, is there somebody that you just try
to gorilla?
I wouldn't be so presumptuous as to answer for Terry. And to the specific question, at this point in writing, no, there's no one specific person that I would actively try to emulate, because I think at this stage, having done this for so long, I think we just sort of are naturally an amalgamation of the different voices, the different tones that we've tried to emulate and tried to assimilate. And that's what becomes the very definition of your own style, because everybody is that collection. And you just try to, you know, I think there's a time and a place for a certain tone at a certain time. You know, when I'm being satirical, like deeply satirical, I'm sure there's a little bit of classic Dave Barry in there. And yep. If I'm trying to be more thoughtful, I would never be so presumptuous as to say I have even an iota of the ability, the natural ability of David Foster Wallace, but I would say that sometimes there's a certain level of in word choice that I like to think I'm trying to find exactly the right word at the right time.
Okay, great.
If that's helpful.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. But there really is, it's not like at the moment you're saying, oh, I'm going to sound like this guy, or I'm going to sound like that guy. You're just letting it flow. Joliet, there's Zach on the Score. Hello, Zach.
Hi there. Our current president says a lot of strange things, has a tendency to act erratically, and may represent an existential threat to the entire country. However, if he were to be removed from office, I believe that Vice President Pence would have a much better time of it implementing a detestable right-wing agenda. So I'm curious to know what you guys think, whether or not the country would be better off if the current president was removed from office and the vice president took over.
Thank you. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real about it. people of color and people who were poor didn't have a really good time of it while Barack Obama was in office either. If you check real numbers, there are certain people who are going to be oppressed no matter who is in office. It's just about what you're allowing is in terms of social services and what you're getting rid of as well.
That's it. I will say, Zach, it's a great question. It's one I've thought about a lot. Yep. As different scenarios play out. And I have considered exactly what you have said. And on the one hand, you would no longer have a psychopath as the most powerful person in the free world. On the other,
you would have a person who thinks he can de-gay people
right.
and funerals for aborted babies.
And you would have a more professionalized and streamlined door opened for an agenda that would be tremendously harmful to poor people and people of color. So I wish I had an answer I liked, but I don't, and I have thought about it a lot. Jerry's in Palatine. He's on the score.
Okay, good afternoon, gentlemen.
What up?
How do you delete a Facebook account? And I asked this, not on my behalf, on behalf of my mom's boyfriend, and he's an older guy, the older generation, I'm talking the 70s. Year old generation, 80 year old. Generation.
Okay. How do you delete a Facebook account?
And I ask this because there's on your mobile phone, he forgot his password, and then he forget another password, and then another password.
Is he getting hacked by other people at the home?
He thinks that Facebook thinks he's hacking other accounts, and he thinks Facebook thinks he's a spy now.
Oh, well, maybe he is.
What? You're Mr. Facebook.
Yeah,
so.
What you do is go to the drop-down menu, go to settings, go to manage account, and then just go to deactivate your account.
We cannot even get into the accounts.
Oh, well, then you're screwed.
I mean, we can't get into the accounts. There's no phone number.
But, I mean, let's be honest. It's a 70-year-old dude's Facebook
so
account.
Out of control.
Yeah, you might Google that, man.
We did.
And this is your last stop, huh, buddy?
You guys are my last resort right now.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't
Jerry?
Have Jerry, I don't have the help for you there. If anybody can tweet at us at the Bernstein and Goff Twitter page or something, and we can help Jerry out, but I can't help you on that one, Jerry. Sorry, brother.
Wow. It's our first call from a Bob in Wheeling. Ask us anything on the score.
Hey, guys. Question for both of you. What hip-hop album, one hip-hop album, would you recommend to a young person, maybe your son, or just somebody who's never been a fan that says, where should I start? What would you recommend and why?
Like, oh, my God.
Ooh, for a first exposure to hip-hop.
Oh, my God.
Some might scare you away.
I can't just give you one, though, man. That's, Dr. Dre's The Chronic is as sonically perfect as any hip-hop album ever, maybe any album probably put together in terms of the engineering quality and the mixing. Man, but then,
I would say Follow the Leader by Eric B. and Rakim.
The entire album.
As far as the Spartan voice over beats, it's not your sort of bomb squad wall of sound. It's not any turnoff that could be from early gangster. I mean, like I mentioned before last week, Straight Outta Compton is a top five hip hop album for me. But it just is the artistry and the essential nature of the art.
An MC, a beat, and a microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, the simplicity of it.
And well turned lyrics.
Yeah. Oh my God. One? Just one? Jay-Z's Blueprint, Mos Def's Black on Both Sides, Outkast, Akormani. Low End Theory, no doubt. From like start to finish, just a press play album. My goodness, I couldn't just do one. I'm sorry. I failed you.
It takes a nation of millions to hold us back here of a black planet.
Yeah. Ice Cube's America's Most Wanted, to be honest with you, was right there in terms of almost perfect albums.
That's not easy.
But, no, it isn't.
If it's your kid, you don't have to pick just one, right?
Yeah.
Sam and DeKalb, you're on the score.
Hi. I just wanted to know where your guys' favorite place to eat at and why you like it so much. Like, what you usually get when you go there.
Well, what genre, what realm, what level are we talking about here as far as expense?
How about we just go favorite hamburger in the city, if you want me to.
Oh, favorite burger? Okay, favorite burger. I like Au Cheval.
I was going to say the bacon, egg, and cheeseburger at Au Cheval is pretty unbeatable.
Au Cheval is damn good. Burger Bar, their regular burger with that damn near pork belly slapped right on the top of it, Burger Bar is pretty good over there, too.
M Burger is very good.
I've never been to Kuma's in those places, so, you know, I
when it comes to a gourmet burger, see, I'll eat as many McDoubles as you want to put in front of me, and I'll, you know, throw it out a double Whopper every once in a while, but I don't usually go out for a burger. If it's a nice burger, I make it.
Oh, so, don't sleep on the sliders over at Gibson's. The sliders over at Gibson's are to die for. Like, they're still doing good work over there. So, yeah. But if I'm going to go, I'm going to go Au Cheval.
Matt in Deerfield, you're on WSCR.
Hey, guys. This one is for both of you. So, Dan, I grew up listening to you and Terry for my teen years. I'm 28 now, but I really like the chemistry that you and Jason have, so it's hard to replicate you and Terry. But this,
That'll never be done. That's a historic show.
Of course not, but you definitely bring something good to the mix. I think most of the listeners would agree to that. So I was just curious if you guys have even thought or talked about how long you want this whole thing to go, or it's just too hard to project that far in the future.
I never talked about it with Terry either.
Yeah, we're 7 months in, and you ride each day. You ride each day and try to put in work and. You know, the weeks stack up, the months stack up.
Look, Jason and I take the elevator down often, and it's one word, right?
Tomorrow. Yeah, that's it.
Tomorrow. That's it.
Yep.
That's all it ever was with Terry, and it just ended up being 17 years.
Yeah, I want to drop in front of this microphone. I want my last words for everyone to hear them and then me going. So, I mean, God willing, and the creed don't rise. I'll be doing this with this guy as long as I possibly can.
Yeah, if you start thinking about things like that, it comes
a lot quicker than the time you thought it would.
Messes you up. You keep talking until they tell you to stop.
Real deal.
We will finish up in Decorah, Iowa, with Tina on Friday Fung. Ask us anything.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Tina.
My question is, well, first of all, you're the only radio station I listen to.
Thank you.
And second, when you get passionate morons, let's call them, that you get some callers that call in and say really stupid things and make you really mad, how do you, when you leave work, not stay mad?
That's a good question.
That is a very good question.
Yeah, how do I not stay mad? You know, I don't.
Yes, because I stay mad.
Please don't.
Well, me working with these guys as their producer before I hosted this show or hosted any show showed me exactly what pocket you should put this whole thing in. And not just the callers, but the segments and the serious ones as well. You should compartmentalize it and make sure that it doesn't touch your family, because the moment it does, you're going to spiral out of control. And what would happen with what happened to me in Atlanta. And I've talked to Chris and everybody at this station about it. I understand how fleeting this business is and how fleeting whatever fame and money that might come along with this is. And the only thing you have are the people that love you. And the only opinions you should care about are the people that you respect and love. So in the end, no caller, no Twitter person, no social media person can get through, can penetrate all those layers and touch that part that I don't want touched. You know, I don't, like he said, we get on this elevator. I don't think about the last segment. I don't think about the show. Like, sometimes I'll think about the show like, all right, I could have done this better. But
see, that gets to me more than just
the anger.
Silly little spatter. So the only thing I might carry with me is something like, oh, I screwed that up. Or, hey, did an interview and maybe I should have
went harder there.
I should have asked this, or I didn't cover something. What'll bedevil me more is something where I had control over it. And maybe I feel I could have done a better job with it than it is just, you know, some jamoke making me mad, because the fact is that in the moment here, everything is a little amplified when we're on the air. And if I get it isn't like if I'm, you know, sitting in the steam room at the gym and somebody says the same thing. What time are you, idiot? I mean,
it's not the show.
Radio show is a little different in that regard. That there's something to the show aspect of it. You know, we can't lie about that.
No.
But it's still real. It's just a show.
Yeah, the thing that bothers me the most, and this is like just the next level of your question, Tina. The thing that bothers me the most is I have there's a certain level of attentiveness that I want to have, and also a certain level of connection that I yearn with the people that we talk to, because I enjoy it so much and how excited I am that I sometimes have to tell myself to calm down and to, you know, to not be so excited about this job, because I've seen so many guys come through these halls and through other halls who act like this job is a birthright, or act like this job is supposed to be theirs.
And let me tell you this too.
And when you hear me interrupt Dan, or when you hear me talk over Dan, it's because I'm genuinely excited to be talking to him every single day. And it's not a put on. I'm not fronting right now. Like, everybody who knows my story knows that anybody who's asked me what I wanted to do from the time I was a kid to right now, it's the same answer, and it's been the same answer. And people told me it wouldn't happen, all this other crap. It was, I wanted to host my own show. I wanted to be an afternoon drive. So I get those moments. I get super excited. You see me in here during transition. Before transition, I'm super mellow, calm. Yeah. But as soon as that light goes on, like, if something jumps in me, like, oh yeah, you got the gig that 1,000 people in this city would love to have.
There are two kinds of people in this business, as a wise person once told me. There are those who think this is a job, and this is the job that you do every day, and there are those that think this is showbiz.
And I'm a businessman.
And you know the ones who think they're in showbiz. Yeah. And for the rest of us, this is our job.
Yeah.
And I will also say, when it comes to letting go and not bringing it home to your family, what you're reminded of is, like, we have a dinner out, or we're having the families together with my cousin who, you know, lives near us and we're very close with. And I come home, and yeah, maybe I was yelling at some idiot on a Bears Monday. He's the head of the emergency department at a major hospital, and he had people dying, and he had people right. that he had to save, and it's just a work. It's just a job.
Yeah.
It's his job.
Right.
And he's there, you know, getting ready.
He's paid to save people.
And he's getting ready to have a glass of wine and grill burgers with us. And who am I to say, because I'm yelling at an idiot about a Bulls game or a Bears mm-hmm. game, and this guy had just washed somebody else's blood off of him, and if that's just his work day, and he's punching out the same way I am, or a cop? Yeah. Come on now. Like, if I'm dealing with somebody who's got a real ass job, even if, like, it's, you know, a lawyer coming out of a multi-billion-dollar case or some kind of
pressure cooker,
depositions all day, and those are real jobs. This is nothing, man.
Nicole asks me every day, and she thinks I give her the boring answer, because she asked me, how was your day today? I was like, it's cool. And she's like, it's cool every day. I'm like, I'm telling you right now, Nicole, like, you saw the years when it wasn't cool.
Right.
So trust me, this is cool.
This segment has been brought to you by Taco Bell. You like Taco Bell's iconic chalupa? Then you're going to fall in love.
Can
with
I double it?
New limited edition? Oh, you know it. The double chalupa. Bernstein and Goff.
You know it at the end. Oh, you bet
you know it.
You're a goof.
You still have to get to this restaurant concept.
Yes,
right?
I got to get to a restaurant and Ezekiel Elliott before we're out of here at 5:30.
All right, we'll do that on the score.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
The Harbor's Edge in Waukegan is holding another summer festival series, jam-packed with food, drinks, and music. This weekend is Harbor Q Smoke on the Water, a country music and barbecue festival. On Saturday, music starts at 1 p.m. with Prairie Station, followed by the Blind Staggers, Six String Crossing, and the headliner Saturday night is the Eddie Van Zandt Band. We'll take the stage at 8:30. On Sunday, Mason River starts the day at 12:30, followed by the Ethan Bell Band.
We're going riding on the party bus.
Ginger Road. And headliner Evan Webb hits the stage Sunday night at 7:15. For more information, go online to theharborsedge.com. That's theharborsedge.com. Harbor's Edge is located at 175 South Harbor Place in Waukegan. It's the Harbor Q, Smoke on the Water Country Music and Barbecue Festival this weekend in Waukegan. Admission is free for all ages.
Have the meats.
It's summertime and the Mega Millions jackpot is bringing the heat. It's now more than $200 million. You heard correctly. More than $200 million. That's one hot jackpot. Go to IllinoisLottery.com for the latest jackpot updates. What are you waiting for? Get out there and play, because the jackpot is growing and luck is everywhere. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility, that's VITAS.com, or call 888-VITAS-80.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts, safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations. Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts, safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Theo Epstein.
We're really talented and we're not playing well.
Mm-hmm.
We just haven't found a way to play consistent winning baseball. And we have a lot of talent. So that's frustrating. You know, to get better performances out of guys, you know, this isn't where we should be.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
And if you just put a range ball on a tee there, and people think all these majestic soaring home runs, a 5-wood would go 600 feet. When you wind the ball the way MLB has wound the ball, that's essentially what we're watching.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We're off early, so you got to listen a little bit harder. We are going to make way for the Cubs and the Orioles at 5:30. We've got a bunch of stuff we have to get to on Bernstein and Goff, including the case of Ezekiel Elliott and something that may or may not be happening that could affect the Dallas Cowboys. That and more coming your way on The Score.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on The Score.
Whether or not the addition of Quintana gets the Cubs to the playoffs this year, I think is still an open-ended question. The issues this team has had doesn't come down to just adding one piece.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers Brew
Star. Hey, it's Jason Goff here for Xfinity Wi-Fi, but more importantly, Xfinity X-Fi. Have you ever wanted to just instantly pause your Wi-Fi access for any device or profile? Well, guess what? You can do that with Xfinity X-Fi. If you've got a child that is on punishment or a grown-up that is on punishment and you're sick of the data overages or actually just somebody being on their phone or their tablet too damn much for you, well, you can pause the Wi-Fi and make everybody come down and hang out with each other and talk to each other about your days. That's what families used to do, and that's what families can do right now. And especially if you've got young kids, you can set parental controls and bedtime schedules to ensure your kids are accessing the appropriate content at the right times. Get the best in-home Wi-Fi experience and access to millions of Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. It's Xfinity X-Fi. Get started with Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per per month for 12 months. Xfinity Internet is perfect for everyone, so be sure to call 1-800-XFINITY and visit Xfinity.com and make the switch to Xfinity Internet to
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know what's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday. There are over 150 million asteroids in our solar system. But all it takes is one to end our world.
This asteroid is a planet killer.
And only a few will have the courage to stop it.
We're not waiting for the government to save us. We have to save ourselves.
How far would you go to protect the planet?
I want to live before I die.
Salvation. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora